T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Darryl Ryder is our Browns beat reporter. We'll talk with him now, and it's powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Darryl, how are you?
I'm good. Just so you know, when I go to order my pizza, I basically don't even have to tell them who I am or the pizza that
Look
I want.
You.
So
I'm trying to one up.
Same
me,
boat.
Huh?
No, not trying to one up you, but I feel you.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, it's good. It's nice when they know your order, right? Like when you feel very taken care of. All right, Darryl, you were at the press conference, or you were part of the press conference, so you know, I, as you know, have been angry with all the people that have been giving Baker a pass all year, blaming the injury. Andrew Berry flat out shot down all the Baker injury excuses today, did he not?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I asked him why they continued to play him.
Right.
With the injury, and he said that he met the 3 criteria, and so the expectation is that he's going to go out there and play at a high level, which, let's be honest about it, Baker has not played at a high level.
So either Andrew Berry was lying about that, which is, you know, like GM's kind of lie, but I don't know why he'd go into that intricate detail to tell a lie, or Baker is healthy enough to play at a high level, maybe not at his best, but at a high enough level to play winning football, and he's not getting it done.
Yeah, I mean, he's not played well. And granted, believe it or not, his completion percentage is 62% this season, which is what it was a year ago.
That's still bad, though.
No, I understand. I'm just, you know, stating some facts here. They're scoring over 4 points fewer per game than they were a year ago. The offense doesn't have the explosiveness to it. We can all see it. My thing is that it's plain as day to me that Baker's not getting it done, and I still maintain that they should have sat him down, whether it was for injury or performance or whatever. Back with that after the he sat out the Denver game, I maintain he should have still sat to so that there would be no ambiguity when he came back that he had to kind of get out there and get it done. But they elected to have him return quickly and play through everything, and he's not played well. The Browns' offense has suffered, and the Browns as a team has suffered. So they made their bet. Now they get to sleep in it.
Darryl, do you think that they're judging Baker, Baker's performance, you know, how he plays, regardless of the injury? Like, are they looking at him assuming he's 100%?
Well, I don't... I think that and Andrew mentioned it a couple of times today, Dustin, they're not looking at this season in a vacuum as the sole referendum. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, Berry said a couple of times that he's looking at it from a wide scope, that it's not just about this year. He feels that even though overall or in recent time Baker's not played well, that he feels Baker has played some good football.
Baker has played some good football.
Yeah, I mean, first 3 quarters against the Chiefs, he was outstanding, right? Most of the Chargers game was pretty good right up until the end. Cincinnati, start to finish, he was good, so we'll give him that, right? Outside of those 3 games, though, that's 3 out of 12. That's not a good enough ratio for me.
Right.
So, and I'm just, hey, It's hard to, as Bull mentioned, it's hard to give Baker the injury out when the GM won't even do it and the coach hasn't done it either. So
right.
The fact of the matter is Baker has not played well this year. The team is 6-6. They're one of, if not the biggest disappointments in the National Football League. They have underachieved, and he's central, while not solely to blame. Barry made that very clear, that it wasn't just one player that's responsible for the offensive ineptitude, but as the quarterback, he's the central figure in it all.
Darrell, Albert Breer was on with us last hour, and he had a wild stat that we had not heard. I don't know if you knew this, because we've talked a lot, and you've talked a lot about it with us, the fact that, you know, that you don't have to sign Baker after this year.
Right.
Right? Because he's got a 50-year option, and then you can franchise him.
Mm-hmm. You got three more years of control if you
right.
want it.
However, if you want it. However, it doesn't mean it won't happen.
Right.
But in the last decade, every quarterback that has played on a fifth-year option has been gone from that team the year after. There has been no quarterback in 10 years that has played on a fifth-year option and then been with the team the following year.
Did Cousins have a fifth-year option?
No, because he wasn't a first-round pick. He wasn't a first-round pick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Only the first-round picks have fifth-year options.
Right.
That's what we think of as Cousins. He's the one guy.
Yeah, because they franchised him for 2 years, and I had been saying that this is Andrew Berry's plan B, if you will, if he doesn't want to commit this coming offseason to a long-term deal with Baker. You can franchise him. You have those 3 years of control also, which, again, gives you 36 months to do an extension with Baker as well. That is a fascinating stat. I had not heard that.
Yeah, it is. Certainly is.
Darrell, what do you think about Jimmy Garoppolo?
As far as
an option for the Browns, if they could get him via trade this offseason.
He's hurt a lot.
He's got 1 year left on his deal.
Yeah, I mean, he's hurt a lot.
He's also a winner. I mean, he's 30-12 as a starter.
Yeah, I know, but can he play weeks 1 through? What are we up to now? 17 for what? 21 weeks, 1 through 21. Can he give you 21 weeks?
He did for the Niners 2 years ago, and this year he's played every game except one.
Yeah, that's my only counter argument, Dustin, is injury.
Outside of the injury, as
a player, yeah. I mean, he's proven that he can play in this league at a very high level. He, as you've alluded to, he's won a lot. I don't think that the Browns have a quarterback that's won 30 games since 1999. Baker's is – yeah, I'm not being sarcastic.
No, like, I know you're not.
That's fact, right? Baker's close. I think Baker's 28-28-1, just off the top of my head. If I'm off, don't kill me for that. But Baker's basically around that 500 mark as the Browns starter, and he's approaching his 30th win. As a starter, but Garoppolo is a really good player. There's no question about it. And with that situation out there in San Francisco, could be argued that he very well could be expendable this offseason.
We're talking with Dangerous Darrell Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. Jack Conklin, we know, is out for the year.
Yep.
What else are we looking at in terms of injuries coming off this last game and heading into the bye week into next week's game with the Ravens?
Oh, Harrison Bryant's got the high ankle sprain. We'll see how that progresses. Maybe the bye week is enough to get him back out there. That's to be determined. That also, I think, will play a big part in whether or not they can continue to run the 13 personnel, the three tight end sets that Kevin Stefanski likes to run. I'm still perplexed that I think we talked about it on Monday that they didn't have a fullback active going against one of the best run defenses in the league. For a coach that loves his fullbacks, you'd think you'd want to use them to help you block a little bit. But other than that, I think that they came out of that Ravens game, other than those two injuries, which I don't – certainly losing Conklin, that's a massive, massive blow. But outside of the Harrison Bryant injury, I think that they came out of that game pretty clean. So hopefully this bye week is an opportunity for those with those little – dings that they're dealing with, that they can kind of get some time to rest, heal, and come back and ready to hit the ground running, because they basically have a gauntlet that awaits them once they take the field again.
Daryl, what's your projection for the Browns the final five games?
I think best case scenario right now, just looking at the opposition, is they win three of the five. And that means they finish 9-8, which means they are on vacation come January 10th. I don't think this team is going to make the playoffs. I don't think that they're going to win five games in a row, not against this level of competition. Franchise hasn't won five in a row since 1994.
They could get in at four. If they go 4-1, they'd probably get in.
If it's 4-1, yeah. But
they're probably not going to do that either.
I'm going to be honest with you. They got their gift in Baltimore and they blew it. Lamar Jackson threw them four interceptions. They got 3 points off it, did nothing with it. That was their chance. Mm-hmm. I don't see Lamar coming in here and laying another egg against the Browns. I know they got the Steelers this week, and maybe they, fatigue because the Browns coming off the bye and all that. But Lamar's not going to come in here and play as sloppy as he did in Baltimore. The Raiders, certainly, I believe that's winnable. Look, I think the Packers, there's no one on the schedule that's not beatable, okay? It's not an impossibility. I'm just looking at reality. They have so many problems on the offensive side of the ball. I just don't think it all can be fixed in the bye week. Again, I'm just being real. I'm not hating. I picked them to go to the Super Bowl, but I don't think they make the playoffs. I think they win three of the final five, finish above 500. That gives them back-to-back plus 500 seasons for the first time in the expansion era, but it won't be enough to get them in the playoffs. Ravens, Raiders, Packers, Steelers, and then the Bengals. I don't see them sweeping those five games.
No, unlikely.
If they sweep the five, they're absolutely in. That gets them to that magical 11. I'm not confident. Here's the other reason. I'm not confident at 10-7 they get in.
They
are so behind on the tiebreakers.
Right, but if they would beat four other contenders, they'd have some tiebreakers over some of those other teams. If they want, according to 538, they have a 19% chance to make the playoffs. If they win all four AFC games and lose to the Packers, they say it's an 84% chance.
I'll be honest with you, that's their best bet.
Yeah, but they're not going to do it. There's no way they're going to win. It doesn't matter. We don't need to argue about it because there's no way they're going 4-1. It's unlikely. There's nothing we've seen from this team that makes you believe they can go 4-1 the rest of the year.
Yeah, people accuse me of being a hater for saying 3-2.
Who cares what they say? I'm saying they're going 2-3.
I'm looking at realistically, they had their chance to steal one against the Ravens. You're hoping for a split there. That's not to say they can't come back and beat them. But Lamar's not going to play sloppy, which means the Browns are going to have to be at a high level offensively, which we've not seen that since the Bengals game. And I'll be honest with you, we've only seen this team operate at a high level offensively three times in 12 games.
Yeah, that's right.
Raiders is winnable. Packers aren't invincible. I've watched a lot of their games this year. I know they got a great record. They're number two in the NFC right now. But that is a winnable game on Christmas at Lambeau Field. The Steelers, absolutely, they should win. I still can't believe they lost the first time to the Steelers. That was ridiculous. And they took the boots to the Bengals the first time around. So it's not impossible, but realistically speaking,
no.
I think 4-1 is your best hope.
Anybody calling you a hater for them going predicting they go 3-2, I think that's optimistic. I think they're going 2-3. Anybody calling you a hater is an idiot, so they should be ignored. All right, Daryl, where are you going on vacation? Anywhere fun?
I'm not. It's a staycation.
Staycation?
Yeah, right, I'm not going anywhere.
All right, smart man.
I don't make that Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima money, okay?
Yeah, those guys, they're out of control.
You will not see me hanging out with teenagers in Miami Beach like Lima, okay?
Yeah. Lima's the only one taking those crazy vacations. He doesn't care about anything.
Ken's
got
kids.
Not anymore. Now he's got a serious girlfriend. It's none of that.
I know.
Those shenanigans.
House and everything. He's learning how to mow grass.
He's serious.
He's taking out wallpaper, putting up paint. He's doing all kinds of stuff.
He can't return a text, but he can.
He don't call anybody back. He don't return texts.
He's the worst.
Domesticated now.
Lima only calls you or returns your call when he wants something.
That's right. All right.
I think that's called adulthood, Dustin.
Yeah, right. Good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Limehood.
Have a great weekend, guys.
See you, D.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.